Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to widen an old school DNB shuffle and give it that deep jungle atmosphere. Now, the big idea here is really simple. In jungle and drum and bass, the low end needs to stay strong and centered, but the upper bass and texture can move around the stereo field. That contrast is what gives the track weight and life. If everything is wide, the mix gets blurry. If everything is stuck in mono, it can feel flat. So today we're aiming for that sweet spot. Mono sub, wide mid bass, and a shuffle that feels loose, dusty, and full of motion. Start by setting your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a classic range for old school jungle energy. Then create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one SUB, and the second one Reese or Shuffle. We'll build the low foundation first, then add the wide character layer on top. On the SUB track, load operator and choose a simple sine wave, if you prefer. You can use wave eatable with a sine style oscillator, but operator is perfect for this because it keeps things clean and easy. Program a short bass pattern using only a few notes. Keep it simple. Think in phrases, not big melodies. A good starting point might be 3 or 4 notes repeating across 2 bars, with short note length so the bass leaves room for the drums to breathe. Set the envelope so the attack is very fast. The decay is fairly short, and the release is not too long. We want the sub to feel punchy and controlled, not wash out. Then add utility after operator and set the width to 0%. That makes the sub fully mono, which is exactly what we want for DNB. After that, add EQ8 and gently roll off anything above the sub area if needed. Usually, you want the sub living below about 120 to 150 HE, depending on the sound. Now let's build the wide layer. On the Reese track, load wave eatable or analog. The goal here is not a huge modern bass. We're making a mid bass bed with some movement and grit. Use 2 slightly detuned saw waves if you can, and keep the notes in a higher register than the sub, somewhere around C2 to C3. Then shape the sound with a filter and short to medium note lengths. Add EQ8 after the synth and high pass the layer around 120 to 180 HZ. That keeps it out of the sub's way. This is a really important beginner habit. Don't try to make one sound do everything. Let the sub handle the weight, and let the Reese layer handle the character. Now we add weight the right way. Put chorus ensemble on the wide layer, but keep it subtle. You do not want obvious chorus wobble all over your bass. Start with a small amount, maybe around 10 to 25% dry/wet, and listen carefully. The sound should feel wider and softer around the edges, but still solid in the center. After that, add utility and widen only the mid layer a bit. Maybe around 110 to 140%. If it starts to sound facey or weak, back it off. The rule is simple. Wide mids, mono lows. If you want a darker, dustier jungle flavor, add a little redux very lightly. Just a touch of downsampling can give the bass a gritty, sample-like edge. And if the sound still needs more weight, add saturator. A small amount of drive can make the harmonics easier to hear on smaller speakers, which is really useful in drum and bass. Now let's bring in the groove. Old school jungle is not just about the sound, it's about how the bass interacts with the break. Create a basic breakbeat or drum rock loop with kick, snare, hats, and a few ghost hits. The bass should not just sit on top of that rhythm, it should answer it. A good beginner move is to place longer bass notes after the snare hits, leave small gaps where the break is busiest, and use short offbeat notes to create bounce. If the loop feels too straight, open the groove pool and apply a little swing. Keep it subtle. You want the groove to feel human and rolling, not sloppy. A really useful mental trick here is to think call and response. Let the drums ask the question and let the bass answer. That's one of the reasons jungle feels alive. It's not just a loop repeating forever. It's a conversation between layers. Next, shape the tone over time. Add auto filter to the wide layer, or use the synth's filter if you prefer. Start a little darker, then slowly open it over the phrase. This gives the bass a sense of movement and tension. In deep jungle, you often want the track to feel like it's emerging out of mist, not like it's blasting open all at once. You can also use EQ8 to clean up problem areas. If the Reese gets harsh, try reducing a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it gets muddy, look around 250 to 500 HC and trim carefully. The key is not to overprocess. If the atmosphere gets cloudy, remove something before you add more. Now let's make the bassline breathe. Instead of looping one exact pattern for the whole track, build a simple 8-bar phrase. For example, bars 1 and 2 can introduce the motif, bars 3 and 4 can repeat it with one note removed, Bars 5 and 6 can add a slightly higher note for tension, and bars 7 and 8 can leave space or change the last note to lead into the next section. Even a small variation like moving one note up an octave for a single beat can make a huge difference. This is where automation brings everything to life. Automate chorus ensemble, so the wide layer opens up a little more in the drop and narrows in the breakdown. Automate the utility with the bit too, so the listener feels the track expand and contract. Automate the filter cutoff for gentle transitions, and if needed, increase saturator drive slightly in the second half of the phrase to make the bass feel more intense. That kind of movement is really effective in drum and bass because contrast matters. If you make a section narrower first, the wide return feels much bigger. It's a simple trick, but it works every time. Now check the low end like a Riedel Club track. If you can, listen in mono for a few seconds. Ask yourself, is the sub still solid? Does the wide layer disappear too much when summed? Is the kick still punching through? If the bass is too big, lower the Reese track a few dB, reduce the chorus amount, or high pass a little higher. If it feels too small, add more saturation or a subtle higher octave layer, but don't widen the sub. Never widen the sub. A common beginner mistake is making the bass too melodic or too busy. For old school jungle, you usually want a repeating motif, a bit of tension, and enough space for the break to do its thing. Another common mistake is piling on too much chorus or too much low mid energy. If the atmosphere starts to get cloudy, pull some of that back. Clarity is what makes the weight hit harder. A nice pro tip here is to keep checking the groove at low volume. If the bass still feels energetic when it's quiet, that usually means the rhythm is working. If it only sounds impressive when it's loud, the arrangement or processing may be doing too much of the heavy lifting. If you want to push this further later, try resampling the bass to audio, chopping a few hits, and rearranging them. That often gives a more classic jungle character than endlessly tweaking synth settings. You can also add a tiny bit of extra texture with a very quiet upper octave layer, high-passed hard, just to create more edge and motion. So let's recap the main idea. Keep the sub mono. Build your width in the mid-bass layer. Use subtle chorus, saturation, and filtering. Make the bass respond to the break, and automate the movement so the track feels alive. That combination is what gives you the deep jungle atmosphere without losing club power. If you want a quick practice move, try building a two-bar subline with only three notes, duplicating it to a wide Reese layer, adding chorus ensemble, saturator, and utility, then testing it in mono. Make one small change at a time, and listen for whether the groove gets better or muddier. That's the sound of old school jungle done right in Ableton Live 12. Wide texture, mono sub, and a shuffle that feels like it's breathing.